Indigenous cultures live in a more fluid relationship with soul. They have never entirely forgotten it. Dreamtime, trance journeys, shamans, medicine people, visions, communication with the stars, elements, spirits, animal totems, ancestors, and beyond. Cultures that have strayed from numinosity, a personal experience of direct connection with the source of existence, have become increasingly devoid of meaning, more depressed, more violent, more paranoid and suspicious, more insulated, more isolated, more materialistic, more dead. Soul is what animates us. Without direct connection to soul, direct recognition of soul, we are essentially walking dead. So what is soul's function to ego? Is it a one-way relationship wherein soul provides ego with something requisite for life, yet ego is the taker in this equation? No. Imagine yourself as an unlimited field of consciousness, familiar with being in a continuous state of freedom, with no past to orient you. Let these words be signposts, inviting you beyond your sensory perceptions into the vastness of what they describe. Slow down. Take deep breaths. Imagine yourself in a constant state of freedom, purely now, free to experience anything that is, and the omnidimensional expansion, the cosmic heartthrob, the pulse of luminous nows rippling inward and outward in continuous breaths. Imagine knowing only unity, no opposites, always inclusion of all, no warring, no struggles, no confusion, no sense of lacking. Imagine peace and tranquility and joy beyond all human imagining, and union and community and harmonious interactions and ultimate creativity. Imagine this, and you begin to enter the world of soul. Take your time. There is no rush in imagining. Now remember the moments leading up to the creation of the first human, as in the metaphor of design team. Does the description of soul in the paragraphs above fit the description of ego-based earthly experience as you know it? Typical ego-based earthly experience might be described as strife, constant worry, impending danger, chronic past influence, paranoia, uncertainty, lack or perception of it, jealousy, sense of inadequacy, war, fighting, hoarding, anxiety, stress, fear, pain. With these two strikingly different worldviews as counterpoint options, how could soul possibly find its way successfully and easily through the ego-based earthly experience without a guide? Ego is the master at recognizing and navigating the ego-based dualistic earthly world. It literally is the terrestrial tour guide to soul, as soul is infusing a human being with God whilst it is having an incarnate earth experience. In this natural harmony, it is soul who is aiding ego in perfect timing to remember who it actually is, including what its original purpose is, and thus to wake it up. Do you recognize this? Ego is assisting soul to experience earthly duality, just as soul is assisting ego to remember its original existence beyond duality, unity. In other words, it is ego who is the pilot to soul in the physical, limited realms, and soul who is the pilot to ego in remembering the non-physical, unlimited realms. It is ego who introduces soul to and guides soul through 3D, the maze of third dimensionality, space, time, and patience. Beyond 3D experience, in the infinite familiarity of soul, life is exponentially more instantaneous, thus requiring less, if any, patience. Is it any coincidence that 3D movies are becoming so popular? How soon might 4D media become mainstream? On a practical level, this guidance looks like ego taking care of the human being in these simple ways. It acts as a signpost, issuing indication signals of what needs attention. If people are beginning to shy away from you, perhaps it's time to take a bath. If you're gaining unwanted weight, perhaps it's time to stock your fridge and larder with ingredients for simple, delicious, healthy meals. If your cognitive functioning is slow, perhaps it's best to get more sleep. If you're feeling sluggish, perhaps it's time to rehydrate yourself. If you're feeling lonely, perhaps it's time to call some friends and make a social date. If you're committed to being somewhere at a certain time, perhaps you need to be prepared. To be even more precise, it is ego's job to ensure your effective engagement with the apparent external world. That is, to ensure the human being, you, in whom it is commissioned as terrestrial tour guide to soul is safe, both physically and psychically. What is sanity? Sanity is ego having its bearings, knowing who it is and where it is at any given moment in space and time. Sanity is enormously aided by grounding, taking root. This can be nurtured through exercise, a high vitality cleansing diet, plenty of rest, a balance of nurturing relationships, direct connection with nature. All of these facilitate effective and real-time integration of life experience, and sufficient familiarity in the midst of change. Each of these rooting techniques assists ego to know who it is, to have a direct connection with God. Ego's purpose has a great deal to do with identity. Who am I? Is a question arising from ego. Am I a mother, husband, father, wife? Am I an architect, farmer, seamstress, vintner? Am I old, young, stale, vibrant, eager to learn? Who am I? It is ego's job to constantly update your identity in relation to the external physical world and beyond, to revise it as accurately as possible, moment to moment, as you evolve and awaken to your true self. Identity is a primary element of you having your bearings in the midst of this earthly life.